Chairman. Greetings, esteemed ladies and gentlemen. We of the Tarantian Zoological Society have gathered here this evening to bestow the Tarantian coat of arms upon the Honorable Mr. Franklin Payne, in recognition of his brave and otherwise noble achievements in the fields of zoology, archaeology, and other various disciplines of science and endeavors of the mind. Mr. Payne, we congratulate you. And perhaps you might regale us with a tale from your undoubtedly endless collection of adventures. If you would, sir.
Yes, well, I suppose I do have one or two stories tucked away in my brain case. Not that I'm one to go around tooting my own horn, mind you. Well, let's see. No, no, that was no good for the children. Wait! I'll tell you about my first safari on Thanatos, the dreaded Monster Island. Now, you see, just getting to Thanatos was an adventure in itself. I don't think there's a sailor in Arcanum that I didn't beg to take me to that seething cauldron of death. Spent more than a few shillings getting old sea dog stuttering drunk. But in the end, it was only my old friend Captain Edward Teach who had the backbone to take me there. Although, I do seem to remember that even he emptied a bottle or two before pulling anchor. Said it was for medicinal purposes. So, we're off to Thanatos! Now, usually when I go off adventuring, I have an agenda in mind. Some ancient artifact that someone's grandmother can't live without. Or that bloody sword that killed old so-and-so's crazy uncle, that sort of thing. But when I went to Thanatos, all I wanted was to find the most diabolical creature to test my mettle against. Oh, I was young, full of spit and vinegar. Thought I was bloody invincible. But, if you don't mind me saying so, I was in fairly good fighting shape. I mean, I suppose there wasn't a better time in my life to, bear my backside at death, so to speak. Well, be that as it may, we set anchor on the northern end of the island, and I set out towards the heart of the island with a few brave souls. Well, I must admit, most of them were illiterate orcish laborers who didn't have the slightest idea where we were. I mean, seriously, what reasonable, civilized gentleman is going to throw himself to a certain and undoubtedly excruciatingly painful death? Well, in any case, they were unaware of their plight right up until the end. It didn't take long for the beast to find us. We'd come upon a clearing and had stopped to rest. Suddenly, I heard the most hair-raising howl from behind us. I must admit, friend, the very sound of this screech was enough to soak one's short pants. More than a few of the orcs found themselves in need of some fresh laundry. Somehow, I managed to control my bodily functions and turned to face the monstrosity. I couldn't believe it. There, in plain sight, was the most feared creature in all of Arcanum, the Leith Wyvern. Oh, I was beside myself! Oh, what a spot of luck! Absolutely brilliant! Now, if you know anything about the Leith Wyvern, you know that the slightest touch of its teeth or claws can drive a man stark raving mad! And there's no known cure for its venom. One wrong move, and you end up a brainless, blithering buckethead. Of course, that's only for as long as it takes the creature to eat you alive. So, there it was, all spines and scales and nastiness. I pulled old Merry, my trusted blunderbuss, from out of my pack, hoping to fell the beast before it made a sputtering simpleton of me. Unfortunately, it had already done so to most of my orcish party. Those not drooling on themselves were already making a nice meal for the creature. Bloody shame, really. I leveled old Merry at the beast, just as it was coming for me. Of course, of all the bad luck, Merry's firing mechanism had got all mucked up along the way. I had nothing but my wits with which to defend myself against this horrendous, raging abomination. You wouldn't believe what I had to do in order to dispatch the beast. I crouched down, and then...
What? Mr. Payne.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, it seems we've run out of time here. So sorry. Perhaps we'll finish this story another day. Ah, well, jolly good. Good day to you.
Again, we thank Mr. Payne for his time. And for those of you interested in finding out more about the world in which he lives, visit www.arcanum1.com. Good evening.